Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Trust and Believe. I'm your host, Sean T. And today we have an extremely special episode. So this episode is a conversation slash talk that I had with my safe space community a while ago. One of the things that's most important about today's episode is that it's something that everyone goes through, and that is how we a lot of times let outside sources affect our present mood, affect our present moment. And all of us have been through something or have been in relationships where someone affects us and it completely ruins our day or our month, or it's constantly on our brains and we stress about it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this conversation. I also would urge you to text a friend right now who may be going through something like that and get them to listen with you and then have a conversation after the podcast. These conversations are so deep and so personal, and I hope that you can connect with them. So get ready to trust and believe.
Somebody say hell yeah.
What's up?
He's better than Oprah.
Come on, y'all.
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I wanted to specifically talk about something that's lately has been near and dear to my soul, that if we dissect what it is that we want out of our lives, we can actually get to the root of what it is that we want instead of the big picture. Just like for those of you who have come to the Transformation Center weekend and we did the session Dig Deep and Repeat, we know it's on the surface. We always know that we want to lose weight. We know that we want to lose 20 pounds. We know that we want to make more money. We know that we want to have a healthy relationship with our friends and family. But a lot of times, that's the big goal. It's the grand scheme of what it is that we want, and it's pretty. And a lot of times in the corporate culture, they say, well, what's the big picture? I'm trying to paint you a big picture. Well, sometimes the big picture is just too damn big for me to get the step-by-step process of what it is that I need to get to do to get and create this big picture. Sometimes I watch my kids do Legos or like these little architectural pieces. And initially, I look at the box and I get stressed for them. And as a parent, for some of you who may be parents or like rooting someone on to do something, you're like, oh my God, I really want to teach them how to do this. I really want them to know. And I stress because I want them to be able to do the big picture. But then they start using it, and you're like, well, they use it a little bit like this today, and then tomorrow they learn something new, to the point where tonight they built their own house. And I'm like, wait, you didn't need me? Right? So I created this big picture, but then I started being like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And it really taught me something. It was like, well, if you follow the small step-by-step approaches, you'll be able to really succeed. And that's why I hope all of you have had time to think about your word of the year. Now, the reason why I want to talk about quote-unquote resolutions or goals, or for me, you know, ideas, is because in the beginning of the year, it is great. Or in the beginning of a journey, it does feel great to begin. And the accomplishment that happens immediately is so tangible and feeling. I mean, it's so tangible and feeling that first workout, that first sweat, that first day of work, and it feels phenomenal. But then something happens where I talked about in my Shanti Transforms America tour, I talk about the implementation dip that I actually learned from my father-in-law. And this thing happens where we don't really progress as fast as we were in the beginning. And then, you know, the baggage starts to filter in, the questioning in your mind, can I really do this? Starts to come to the forefront of your mind. And then that starts to create this tornado, which I talk about a lot, the tornado of negativity. And I really want to share a story with you all, because this is going to take me into what I really want to address this evening. And the story is this. When I first met Scott, you know, it was really fantastic. It was amazing. It was just like any other honeymoon stage of relationships. You know how it is. It's like, oh, I'm on a date. This person's fine. Like, I feel good. Like, I'm going to be on my best behavior. What happens when you start a new relationship, you really start to learn a lot about yourself, a lot about your vulnerabilities, a lot about your insecurities, a lot about your baggage, and a lot of that we can easily place on someone else. Now, for those of you who read my book, you know about the story of 3 a.m., but there was something that happened before the story of 3 a.m. where I started to feel stressed, and that was one time I was in an apartment. This is before Scott and I lived together, and I was maybe three or four months into knowing his family. And so, you know, when other people are around, you try to be real in your best behavior, even if you're in a relationship, you're like, oh my God, everything's great. And you're at this party and you're holding hands. But internally, it's not always like that. Well, this particular day, I was in a completely vulnerable state. My insecurities, my past, my baggage was just like, it was almost like you keep filling the trash up in your house when you know you need to empty the trash. So that's what happened on this particular day. And I was in what I call a tornado. I couldn't mask my emotions. I couldn't hide my feelings. Now, I say the word tornado, but at the time I didn't know it was that. It was Scott's mom that really helped me understand that. She said, she was extremely calm in my very emotional state, because Scott didn't quite know how to deal with it because it was new for him. Our relationship was new. But it was amazing to see what I call the matriarch of the family, you know, sit back very calmly, say, you're in a tornado. And the thing that was really profound about that is I was extremely petrified of tornadoes. Whenever, you know, I grew up in Jersey, we didn't see a lot of them. So, and the only tornado I knew was on the freaking Wizard of Oz. So I'm like, my house is going to get swept up. Like, y'all already know. When she said tornado, I'm like, yes, you're absolutely right. So when she said that, she was like, you know, told me a story about how when she was younger and all of these things happened to her, and she said, even in her marriage at the age that she was, which was probably 8 years ago, in her 60s. So, you know, she was like, I still have these moments where I go through a tornado. And she started to explain to me what it was. But it gave a lot of clarity to what happens to my mind when I begin to stress. And then when I started to think about my stress, I realized that most of my stress, for me, the baggage, came from outside sources. Your job, your relationship, your cat, and your kids. Maybe your neighbors, or maybe the weather, right? Something so simple. I want to help you understand that when you're going through these stresses and these certain things, how to help yourself relieve them. Like, think about the last time you started stressing and it went downhill. And I'll look at my notes here, is the chronic stress, right? Chronic stress is that mild acute stress. It's the day in and day out. It's that stress that, oh, I had a job interview. Oh, I caught every light to work. And these little teeny things start to stress us out as we go throughout the day. And then we get home, be it with a spouse, be it with, you know, having to commit to our workout. And then we're so completely depleted because we had these acute stressors that happened over time then in that daily sense, if you can think about chronic stress in a daily sense, and the word chronic means forever, basically, these minor things, these acute stressors, are what starts to impede our ability to make decisions to push us forward. It's like, well, if I was able to dissect everything that has been stressing me out, maybe the stress that I feel at this moment won't feel so great. Maybe it won't be so grand. And the bigger picture, if you will, maybe if you start to dissect and, you know, pinpoint those smaller stressors in your life, when you get to a point where you want to reach a goal, you can actually, like a video game, we want to get to the next board, which is the next level of our goal, but we just crashed and burned, right, in terms of that board, because we didn't say, the video games aren't set up so that you can say, well, I want to play on level one until I know exactly where each boulder or centipede or whatever is going to come out. And life doesn't help you like that either. But one of the things that you can do, which is another thing we talk about, is know your stressors. And for me, I take it a little further. Get to know your stressors. And not just get to know your stressors, but when you get to know your stressors, those acute stresses, the way you go to work, the things that make you and your spouse kind of reach a level of uncomfort, where now we know exactly how to talk to each other. And before we even have to talk to each other, we know exactly why we are affected. So we make a promise to ourselves to say, this is how it affected me. This is the way I could have approached it better. And now it's easier for me to state my piece in this uncomfortable situation. I'll tell you a story, and I see it in my son, Sander. And this is why, you know, they say nature versus nurture. I'm like, this is crazy. I see him like freak out right away. He gets like super mad, like right away. It's so crazy. And I looked at Scott and his dad one day and I was like, that's me. And it's not like, oh, that's me because I made him. No, I'm like, this is me. And I was like, I'm gonna tell you how I know it's me. I said, because Sander, it was something over a popsicle. It was so silly to us, but it was really important to him, right? He's like, no, I don't want this. I don't want this. And he was trying to take his brother's popsicle because he had eaten a popsicle. So then he was like, I want an orange. So mom went next door, got an orange. She came back with the orange. I don't want that. So then, you know, I go over and I say, Sander, let's do this. I don't want that. So I said to everybody, I said, let's do something. I was like, I made him. I'm going to see if this works. I was like, everyone just leave him alone. I was like, leave him alone. Don't ask him what he wants. Let him go through it on his own. Literally 3 minutes later, he's running around laughing. And the reason why I bring that up is because I'm the same way. And I made that point to Scott. I was like, you see, when we get into an uncomfortable situation and I say, you know, I really need to leave this situation. And Scott's like, no, like, we need to talk about this. And I'm like, no, but I really need to leave because that's what makes me like relax. I don't need to leave the house. I just need to leave the room and I need to go breathe. And we all did that. And we were like, oh my goodness. It was just like so crazy and interesting. It's an interesting science experiment. And in that moment, Scott got it. He was like, oh, like, you really do calm down when you have time to yourself. I was like, yes, like, you got it. I want you to write down 5 things that are not major stressors, like I'm going through a divorce or, you know, my car broke down. Like, what are minor stressors that happen throughout your day?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And then once you write those 5 things down, and you could do this as I'm talking, I don't mind if you like focus on something else as I'm talking or not. But when you do that, either now or later, it might be easy. Think to yourself, okay, if I know that I always am a little late using my coupon, and I know this is like maybe a trivial example, maybe I can say, well, instead of being on social media for 45 minutes, I should actually go to the store beforehand and get that done. Or if I'm always catching red lights and I'm like rushing into work at the last minute, let me set my alarm earlier. Let me start my day 15 minutes earlier, right? Or if I come in a house, if my family comes in a house and I'm always on edge and I'm always feeling stressed, why don't I tell them, hey, mom, dad, or, you know, whomever you live with, you know what? I'm gonna take a 10-minute shower. I'm gonna go shower. I'm gonna turn on my music. I'm gonna stretch a little bit. I'm gonna breathe. I'm gonna put on my robe. I love wearing a robe. They relax me. And you know, so when the people come in the house, you know, you're more calm. Or maybe you don't have that moment. Maybe someone is coming in the house at the same time as you. Maybe it's like where a lot of parents are like, oh no, like I gotta help them with homework right away. It's like, hey, I made you something to eat. I'm gonna let you watch one of your shows or use your iPad for 15 minutes because I need a minute to decompress too. What you can do is you can, like what I like to call troubleshoot. If you troubleshoot these stressful things, what happens is you get to know them. You get to stay on level one every time you have these particular stresses. Now, the crazy thing is they're not the only stresses that are gonna come into your life. Bigger stresses are gonna happen. But the thing is, if we start to recognize, and I'm going into the next thing, if we start to recognize feeling, I know when I'm getting really stressed, two things happen. I get really hot. Like, I start sweating. It is unbelievable. I'm just like, oh my goodness. Now I take deep breaths, and it really has worked. I would wake up in the middle of the night thinking about, I didn't have insomnia, but I would always wake up thinking about stressful things. I do a certain breathing technique. And so the reason why I really want you to find like these little things that you can do, because when you start to power down, when you start to power down those smaller things, that it leaves room for you to think clearly when those bigger stressors come on. A loss of a job, a really hard conversation that you need to have with your spouse, right? It's like, if I try as best as I can to manage these everyday acute stressors, those minor stressors. I want to give you one other little quick to-do. I've talked about this a lot in my book. Triggers are those things that light the fire. It's that match. Think about the stresses that you have in your life right now. And what, if it's not coming from an outside source necessarily, or maybe it is, what are those triggers that you have to recognize? For me, and I've spoken about this before, when anyone, whether it was on a sports team, even down to my spouse, would touch my butt, it was a trigger for my molestation. It was like I was literally back in that room again, and I was being molested, and I, like, even to this day, when I think about what the trigger used to do to me, I get emotional. That was a trigger. Another trigger for me is when someone tells me I'm slow, because the step monster in my life used to call me turtle because I used to take a lot of time to, like, I love the world. I used to walk behind my family and just really try to embrace, like, especially when we used to go to the boardwalk in Jersey and Atlantic City and Wildwood. I used to be like, oh my goodness, these lights are so amazing. And they would be like 30 feet up there, and I would be the little kid like this. And he used to be like, you're turtle, you're slow. And if I would have gotten one B on my report card, he was like, I told you you were slow. So when anyone called me slow, it was a trigger for me. And that's why I want you to think about those things that trigger. I've spoken to some people recently about being bullied when they were a kid, right? Those things. And being bullied when you were a kid could be the catalyst to your not commitment to losing weight, or not commitment to eating right, or not commitment to being good at a job because your confidence was depleted, right? So I want you to think about those things. Like, what are your triggers? What are those things in your life that send you into that tornado that we talked about before? Because those are the things that we have to really know about, learn about, and somehow try to fix and heal. They will always be a part of your life because, you know, some of them, you'll deal with it and you'll be like, oh my gosh, like, I don't even remember that anymore. Sometimes Scott tells me something, he's like, this used to really bother you. And I'm like, child, I ain't got time for that no more, right? And then there are some things that, like I was saying, they still bother me. The very last thing is I want to talk about people. People, people, people. People are going to be one of the main sources of your stress. And That could be not in a bad way. It could be you getting married. This is a great stressor. It could be a new relationship. It's a great stressor, right? But it brings on things. It could be someone in your family is not doing well. It could be you taking care of someone in your family. It could be something happened during the day. It could be coworkers that are talking about you. It could be friends that are wearing you out, right? I would say of most of the things that I said, it could be your spouse cheating on you. Like of the things that I said, all of us have experienced that thing. And I used to get myself really worked up when I used to be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this person would do that and blah, 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 blah. And I realized that the way I was reacting was exacerbating the stress. And if you follow my story, my Instagram stories, you know, I just got done reading a book called The Alchemist. If you haven't read that book, I'm telling y'all, it is like so incredible. I can't believe it took me so long to read it. And the best way to exercise your ability to respond to things in a better way is by doing what I was talking about earlier, really recognizing the stresses that you have throughout your day, getting to know them, doing the best that you can do to, in a not a bad way, but really annihilate them before they even happen. Or even if they happen, you have a much better way of dealing with it leading up to things that are chronic stress, which are bigger stressors, where if you really eliminate these small things, you really can do what a phrase that we all know have been stated to us before, which is don't sweat the small stuff, right? You might have a little perspiration, but you'll be able to really manage it better if you know yourself. And the same thing happens with people. You know what people wear you out. I mean, I love my career, but the people, mostly like lawyers and the things that happen in negotiation stage, I'm like, this is so crazy. Like y'all doing this over like $15. Like, you know, it's more than $15, but it's some of those things that are so bizarre to me. And, you know, people just like really, you know, but now I'm telling y'all right now. So one of the things that I did, I have Chip, I have Alex, I have Scott. Y'all can handle that. Like I created my force field of positivity because it doesn't really stress them out in certain areas of the business that I put them in. They're not stressed. I'm like, great. Not that I don't have to deal with it, but I deal with the big picture, right? I don't have to deal with like the minutia of things that stress me out. So I just wanted to say all that because I really think that if you eliminate or even get to know your triggers, know your acute stressors, move those out the way before the big stresses even appear, the goals that you have will become, the big picture would just be prettier. It'll also seem more tangible. It'll seem like you can touch it because you're doing all of this work to make yourself better. And when I talk about work, a lot of people get stressed. There's no one out there, I don't care who they are, I don't care, it could be your biggest motivator, it could be the best author, no one is walking around being like, I'm in a self-development mode all day long. Like, no one's doing that. I say all that to say thank you. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your energy. I appreciate your investment in listening to me and loving me, because I truly, when I say I love you guys on here, social media, I love people. I love the human experience. But you all specifically, it's just very special for me. So I just want to say thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.